All right, so let's talk cold brew.
Okay.
I feel like it's everywhere these days. Everyone's like obsessed.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I don't want to wait in line at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
I just want to like make my own at home.
Yeah, be your own barista.
Exactly. Be my own barista. But then it's like, oh, so many different beans to choose from. How do I even know where to start?
Right.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive on Cafe Nairobi Cold Brew Roast.
Okay.
Specifically made for cold brew, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
We got all their marketing stuff, and we're going to help you decide, is this the right bag of beans for you?
Oh, right. Let's do it.
So right off the bat, they're really talking up the whole like Kenyan coffee thing.
Yeah, the origin story is front and center. I think for good reason.
Yeah.
Kenyan coffee has a reputation, like it's special.
Right.
These beans in particular are grown on the slopes of Mount Kenya,
Okay, I've heard of Mount Kenya.
volcanic soil.
Ooh, volcanic soil. That sounds fancy. Like, does that actually like do anything to the
So it
flavor?
absolutely does. It all comes down to what's called terroir, which is
Yeah.
like a fancy way of saying the soil, the climate, the altitude, all those things affect the flavor of the coffee.
Okay.
And volcanic soil, in the case of Mount Kenya, it's known to give this sort of earthy depth to the coffee.
Okay, so like a richer flavor,
Yeah.
more of like complex.
Exactly. Yeah, more complex, more depth. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, they describe this roast as having notes of cocoa, caramel, nuttiness.
Oh, I like all of those things.
But what's really interesting to me is the mention of stone fruits and berries.
Stone fruits and berries, that's not something I usually like associate with coffee.
Right. It's more delicate. And sometimes with traditional brewing, those flavors, they kind of get lost. But that's where the whole cold brew thing comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the slow, gentle extraction.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit. Like, what does that even mean? Slow extraction.
So you're steeping these grounds in cold water for a long time. Like we're talking 12 to 24 hours.
Wow, that's a commitment.
It is, but that's what really draws out those subtle flavors without the bitterness and acidity that you sometimes get from hot brewing.
Ah, okay, so it's gentler on the beans.
Gentler, yeah. And it produces a, well, they describe it as clean and sophisticated flavor.
Okay, so clean and sophisticated. I feel like those are kind of vague terms, right? What does that actually mean when I'm drinking it?
Yeah, okay. So clean means there's no harshness, there's no bitterness, no astringency. It's just smooth, it's rounded, it's balanced, and sophisticated. That's where those nuanced notes come in, like the stone fruits, the berries. You're not going to get that as much in a traditionally brewed cup.
Interesting. So it's like a whole other side to the coffee.
Exactly.
And they're also big on using a coarse grind, right?
Yes. Crucial for cold brew.
So is that like just for this particular roast or like is that a general cold brew
It's a
rule?
general cold brew rule.
Yeah.
Because of that long steep time, you need that coarse grind to make sure that you get even extraction. If it was too fine, even though it's cold brew, it would still over-extract and get bitter.
So it's all about like balance,
Yeah.
finding that right balance.
Balance,
So
exactly.
they talk a lot about the flavor and like the process of making it, but they also mention the like ethical sourcing, the whole sustainability thing, which I feel like a lot of people care about.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, nowadays that is important. They're really emphasizing their commitment to supporting the farmers,
Yeah.
making sure the practices are sustainable. And I think that resonates with a lot of coffee drinkers these days.
Sure.
People want to know where their coffee comes from
Yeah.
and that it's, ethically sourced.
Totally. And I think that's cool too, how they have all the different sizes. Like if you are
Yeah.
just like dipping your toes into the cold brew world, you can get a smaller bag. Or if you're like all in, they've
Right.
got like the bulk sizes.
Yeah, whether you're a casual cold brewer or you're running a small business, they got you covered.
So, okay, let's bring it back to our listeners.
Yes.
You've heard all about this Cafe Nairobi cold brew roast.
Right.
Would you try it?
I think if you're looking for a cold brew experience that really highlights those unique Kenyan beans and all those complex flavors, the chocolate, the nuts, maybe a little hint of fruit. This seems like a good option.
Yeah, and I think it's cool too. Like we were talking about the whole terroir thing. Like you're literally like tasting a piece of Mount Kenya
That's a good way to put it.
when you're drinking this.
Yeah.
So maybe, ditch the coffee shop line this weekend, try out this roast, see what you think. Maybe throw a little caramel in there, splash of oat milk.
Ooh, I like where your head's at.
Get creative. But hopefully this deep dive has given you like a better idea of what this coffee is all about.
Definitely.
And maybe it's the thing that's been missing from your like at-home cold brew setup.
Possibly.
So go forth and brew.
Happy brewing.
Happy brewing.